From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. President Trump has praise for the North Korean leader. President Trump on Wednesday praised North Korean leader Kim Jong-un for a wise decision not to fire missiles toward the U.S. territory of Guam, which has eased escalating tensions between the two countries. Reclusive North Korea has made no secret of its plan to develop a missile capable of firing a nuclear warhead at the United States to counter what it perceives as constant U.S. threats of invasion. Trump warned North Korea last week it would face fire and fury if it threatened the United States, prompting North Korea to say it was considering plans to fire missiles toward the Pacific island of Guam. However, North Korean media reported Tuesday Kim had delayed the decision while he waited to see what the United States did next. North Korea's threat to fire toward Guam had prompted Trump to say earlier that the U.S. military was locked and loaded if North Korea acted unwisely. President Trump inflamed tension after a deadly rally by white nationalists in Virginia by insisting that counter-protesters were also to blame, drawing condemnation from some Republican leaders and praise from white supremacists. In a combative news conference, Trump backed off from his Monday statements explicitly denouncing the Ku Klux Klan, neo-Nazis, and white supremacists for the violence that erupted at a Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville and reverted to his weekend contention that many sides were to blame.
You had a group on one side that was bad, and you had a group on the other side that was also very violent. And nobody wants to say that.
The independent United Nations human rights experts are calling on the United States to combat rising racist violence and xenophobia. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson singled out seven countries for an array of religious freedom abuses, but leveled his harshest criticism at Islamic State militants for carrying out a reign of violence against religious and ethnic minorities. Tillerson's remarks came Tuesday upon the release of the State Department's annual Religious Freedom Report. VOA correspondent Mariama Diallo has more.
ISIS is clearly responsible for genocide against Yazidis, Christians, and Shia Muslims in areas it controls or has controlled.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said that religious persecution and intolerance remains far too prevalent elsewhere, with about 80% of the world's population living under restrictions or in the midst of hostilities that limit their religious freedom.
In Iran, Baha'is, Christians, and other minorities are persecuted for their faith.
The State Department report urged countries like Saudi Arabia, a key American ally, to embrace greater religious freedom for all its citizens. Tillerson also singled out for criticism Turkey, Bahrain, Sudan, Pakistan, and China. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Washington.
The United States, Mexico, and Canada are opening negotiations today to reform the North American Free Trade Agreement, the 1994 trade deal that was a major target in U.S. President Trump's run for office. Trump has called NAFTA the worst trade deal in history and one that has unfairly swollen the U.S. trade deficit with Mexico while allowing manufacturing jobs to migrate there. Addressing the imbalance is a key U.S. goal in the talks, along with seeking to do away with a dispute mechanism the three countries use to resolve disagreements. Negotiators will use multiple sessions to try to come up with reforms with the aim of finishing the work before the end of the year. If the process stretches into 2018, there are worries the process could be complicated by a presidential election in Mexico and U.S. congressional elections. Scientists in Australia say they have new evidence that confirms their previous consensus about the possible crash site of a Malaysian jetliner that vanished without a trace 3 years ago. A report issued today by the government's Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organization says it has concluded that Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 crashed within a 25,000 square kilometer area in the Indian Ocean off the coast of Western Australia, northeast of a 120,000 square kilometer area that was initially believed.
That's the latest world news from VOA.